but his voice traveled across borders. Why not try a monthly column? Taken together, the columns in this edition present a narrative of the events that have made the future since 2007. The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, the U.S. presidential race, the ascendancy of China, Latin America's leftward turn, the threat of nuclear proliferation in Iran and North Korea, Israel's invasion of Gaza and expansion of settlements in Jerusalem and the West Bank, developments in climate change, the world financial crisis, the Arab Spring, the death of Osama bin Laden, and the Occupy protests. As often happens, Chomsky's columns anticipate events. His August 2011 column, America in Decline, foreshadows a premise of the Occupy movement. The resulting concentration of wealth since the 1970s yielded greater political power, accelerating a vicious cycle that has led to extraordinary wealth for a fraction of 1% of the population, mainly, while for the large majority, real incomes have virtually stagnated. In every sense, Chomsky lives up to the title of public intellectual. He is constantly on the road giving talks. Often on campuses, he will speak to an audience on current events and to a smaller gathering on his day job specialty, linguistics. A hallmark of a Chomsky talk is the question and answer period afterward, which tends to continue freewheeling until organizers shepherd him to the next stop on the schedule. Chomsky frequently grants interviews to periodicals around the world, and he maintains an exhaustive email correspondence. Meanwhile, he reads voraciously. The mainstream press, journals, books, and blogs from the United States and around the world. His office at Massachusetts Institute of Technology is in a building designed by Frank Gehry, where walls tilt inward as the horizontal stack of books on Chomsky's desk climbs ever upward. Chomsky's habit with newspapers is to read down the articles until he comes to the most revealing material, often submerged toward the end, such as the quote from the unnamed Bush advisor. This collection's op-eds very much reflect Chomsky's public exchanges, as at Occupy Boston. Notes for talks and answers to questions, along with his reading, evolve into columns and material for his books and vice versa. The dialogue with all his audiences informs Chomsky's voice. The op-ed, Making War to Bring Peace, from July 2009, tracked his speech that month to the UN General Assembly. As a panelist, uncharacteristically wearing a necktie, Chomsky spoke on the policy known as Responsibility to Protect, or R2P. Afterward, delegates lined up with questions and challenges. Chomsky's outspokenness puts him at risk. In 2010, on his way from Jordan to the West Bank to give a talk at Birzeit University, Israeli officials barred Chomsky at the border. He gave the Birzeit talk anyway in a video conference. Everywhere Chomsky is besieged by his editors, myself included. Road weary or jet-lagged, he heeds yet another deadline and delivers an op-ed often after midnight, carefully researched and annotated as befits his scholarly background. Then he submits to the editing process, another back and forth, in which his editors come to respect the care and craft and accuracy of his work. In his Occupy Boston talk, Chomsky tells truths and summons his listeners to informed action. Karl Marx said, "The task is not just to understand the world, but to change it. A variant to keep in mind is that if you want to change the world, you'd better try to understand it. That doesn't mean listening to a talk or reading a book, though that's helpful sometimes. You learn from participating. You learn from others. You learn from the people you're trying to organize. We all have to gain the understanding and the experience to formulate and implement ideas." How Chomsky thinks and what he covers in this collection engage readers not to leave to anybody but themselves the task of making the future. Threats, talks, and a hoped-for accord with North Korea. April 2, 2007. A truism in human as well as world affairs is that if you threaten people, they will defend themselves. If you reach out in good faith, people are likely to reach back. A case in point is the long, tortuous